Seattle Mideast Awareness Campaign has launched new ads on King County Metro buses calling for an end to what they call segregation, apartheid, and discrimination against Palestinians by Israel. Joining us on the Como Newsline is the group's Ed Mast. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Jeff, glad to have you here. Tell us what you hope to accomplish with this campaign.
Our goal, as always, is to reach out and educate our communities and our publics that tend not to know some of the key elements in the situation, and to understand that the conflict over between Israel and Palestinians is not about religion. It's not about any kind of historical grudge. It's about lack of equal rights. It's about one people having power over another people. And when that ends, then we can start building some peace.
Now, you're choosing this point to do this. Why now? Why this January display of these ads?
The issue of equal rights is always at the foundation of the conflict. We have put up messages about this before. We're launching this particular one, this particular weekend, because it's Martin Luther King holiday weekend. And, of course, part of his message was equality for all people. Turns out this is crucial for everybody everywhere all over the world. And so this is reminding people that equal rights is crucial to solving the conflict between Israel and Palestinians.
Indeed, equal rights on our mind this weekend as we celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday on Monday with the holiday. But in the past, Metro Transit hasn't allowed these political ads. How do you get around it this time?
We actually don't understand how they apply their rules. We've always we've submitted several ads to them, of course, famously one of our first saying Israeli war crimes, your tax dollars at work, was first approved and accepted and actually printed and ready to be put up on the buses, and then they changed their mind and censored and canceled it, and we've had to take them to court and mount a lawsuit. And then they changed their policy to say that there'd be no political ads or no advocacy ads, but they've since taken a number of other such ads. So it looks to us that they're applying their policies very inconsistently. But in any case, we have once again tried to follow their guidelines as much as we can. And in part, we think that the message of equal rights is unimpeachable. It's hard to see how anybody can argue with that.
But do you see anyone coming forward with a legal challenge to these billboard signs on the buses like they did the last time?
We'll see. They just went up yesterday. Again, we're not so much anticipating that. We're actually trying to find ways to put out a message that more and more people can agree with. If people would start to understand that equal rights is the necessary foundation for justice and peace over there, then we could start bringing all the conflict to an end.
Got about 10 seconds left here. Ed, tell us how many buses we can expect to see these on.
12 buses for 4 weeks. Go on cmac.org, S-E-A-M-A-C.org, and donate, and we can keep them up longer.
All right. Thanks so much, Ed. That is Ed Mast with the Seattle Mideast Awareness Campaign. And again, they're launching new ads that you'll see on some King County Metro buses calling for an end to what they call segregation, apartheid, and discrimination against Palestinians by Israel.